Well, greetings, everyone. My name is Laura Erdman-Luntz, and I want to welcome everyone to today's class, and welcome to those of you who are listening to this as a podcast later as well. I'm so glad to have you all here, and I'm excited to tell you about network marketing and starting your own young living business. Now, before we get started, I want to let you know that I have you all muted to protect us from background noise for the recording, but if you have a question, as the instructions told you, you just need to press star 6 to unmute yourself, and then you can remute yourself in the same way. So when you're done with your question, just press star 6 again, and it'll remute you after you've asked your question. So the intention for today is threefold. The first thing I want to do is I want to discuss the benefits of network marketing. I've become a bit of a zealot for network marketing as of late, and I would love to share all of the benefits of it and what it is. Young Living is a network marketing company, so it's good to know about what it is as you move into the possibility of having your own Young Living business. And then I want to answer common questions people ask about Young Living and starting your own business. And finally, I'm going to describe how you can get started. Now, I'll also leave a space at the end of the call for questions that you might have, but if you have questions that come up throughout the class, feel free to press star 6 and ask as we go along as well. Okay, so let's begin with talking about what network marketing is. Network marketing, like I said, I've become a bit of a fanatic. In fact, I am passionate about helping people start their own network marketing companies. There are many, many network marketing companies out there. You just need to find the one that fits who you are. I think it's key in today's economy. Network marketing can help you build a residual income. Residual income means income that keeps coming to you after you've done the work. And it can become your retirement fund with the shakiness of the Social Security system as we move forward. Those of us in our 30s and 40s are not really sure if it's going to be there for us. Creating your own retirement plan is a powerful thing, and network marketing can do that for you. Let me talk about what that is. Network marketing is essentially grassroots marketing. So the company is paying you a commission to share their product with other people. And so you want to find a product you're passionate about, one that's easy to share, because as I say with Young Living, I don't sell oils. I educate people on the benefits of the oils, and that's easy for me to do because I have seen nothing short of miracles happen in my family. It is so easy for me to talk about the oils, and people just look at me and say, I want what you have. What do I need to do to get started? And I just say, great, I can get you started on a wholesale account today. It's so easy. And so network marketing companies pay you to share about their product. That's where their marketing money goes. They don't have huge marketing campaigns. They don't have billboards or magazine spreads. They spend their marketing budget on thanking you and paying you for sharing their product. I don't know about you, but I share products all the time. I'm out on Facebook and Twitter. My students, my family, my friends, I'm sharing restaurant ideas, book ideas, fabulous recipes, blogs I love. I'm doing it all the time. Young Living is the only one that sends me a check to say thank you. And that's the way I see it. I don't see it as selling something. I really see it as educating people. Now, the power of network marketing is if you tell people about it and they say, great, I want to sign on, and then they tell people about it and they sign people on, and then they tell people about it and they sign people on, you make money on levels and levels and levels below you. The higher up you go in the company, the further you go in the company, the more layers you make money off of. And the power of exponential growth is huge. I like to think about it as that shampoo commercial from the 70s. I know I'm dating myself here, but some of you probably remember it. If you tell two people and they tell two people and they tell two people, it can really grow. It takes time, but it doesn't just take that much time. It really depends on how you build your company. So if you can imagine you at the middle of this fabulous network of people, and you're making money from all of these people, all of the times that every time they purchase a little bit of some of the product, you make a chunk of money off of that. So what I love most about network marketing, and if you've ever talked to me about it, this is what always comes out of me, is it is a cooperative plan. It's not competitive. The only way I can succeed, and in fact, the only thing holding me back from my next rank advancement, is supporting two people under me to get to a certain level. So the only way I can succeed is by supporting my team to succeed. The more they succeed, the more I succeed. So I can't even get to my next bump in pay until two people under me succeed to a certain level. I love that. It's cooperative. It is very feminine. And I will tell you, that is the word my friend who signed me on shared with me that got me finally into it. I had all these hang-ups about network marketing. It didn't feel good. It felt creepy to make money off of people underneath me. It was pyramid scheme. It was all those things that sometimes go on in people's heads around network marketing. Ugh, I just had all these beliefs I had to get past. But when she said it's a feminine marketing scene, I said, oh, beautiful, I get it. I totally get it. And I love it. And I don't mind making money off of people under me. And I'm saying that in quotes, making money off of people under me. Because I'm supporting them and helping them, and they're making more money. And I just make a small bit of what they're making. It's a really powerful, powerful marketing plan, to be sure. Plus, the other thing you're doing is creating that residual income I was talking about earlier. So residual income is going to be continue to be paid to you once you've done the work, once you've built up your network. The people under you are still doing the work. They're still building their teams. And as they're building their teams and those teams are building their teams, you're getting a percentage of that and you're getting a check. My first experience of residual income was last December, and I'd only been in Young Living for 2 months. So I'd done October and November. I'd brought on one business builder, so I had one person underneath me, and I had a few customers, maybe about six or seven. And I took the month of December off from Young Living because I had other things to work on, and I got a check for $83.11. It was awesome. I thought, I can do this. This I can do. After only 2 months, I was making $83 off other people underneath me, and it was wonderful. And the benefit of that residual income is it can continue. So it can take you through that retirement piece. And I think that's an important thing to keep in mind. Network marketing is also a very powerful way to leverage yourself. And I want to talk a little bit about the benefits of leverage, because that is really the only way we can grow. Average people, you and me, can grow extraordinary wealth. And I do want you to start thinking about the possibility of growing extraordinary wealth. I will share with you, my own personal goal is to make $100,000 a month with Young Living. And yes, that still blows my mind. I'm working on having it not blow my mind and have it be my reality. But I know it's possible. I have a mentor who makes that. I have another mentor who makes three times that a month with Young Living. So I know it's possible. It's been done. It's not like I'm going to be breaking any records here. It's totally possible. But the only way average people like you and me can grow extraordinary wealth, you know, without hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of education to go along with it and maybe a slew of luck, if you want to start the next Uber.com, that definitely takes a bit of luck. The only way we can do that is to be our own boss and to use leverage. So let me first talk about leverage. Leverage is a way of mechanizing a system so that you can do more with your time. And really more with your money as well. So we talk about using it in business. When we can leverage our time, that means we can do more with our time. And let me share an example of how I use leverage in my own life. When I started yoga teacher training, I could run when I used to do it. I have since retired. But when I used to do yoga teacher training, I could teach two or three programs at a time. That's all my time and energy could allow for. It's pretty tiring to do it. But there was more demand. People kept asking me to do their programs. I thought, okay, well, I'll train people to teach my program, and they can teach, while I'm teaching a different program, they can be taking care of another program. And I leveraged my time that well. I had more people doing what I do. I made, as my children say, minions. They love to use that word. So I made minions for myself, and they were teaching my system, and I was getting paid without actually doing that work. Now, the trick to this is, and this actually did happen, I trained them. I trained them really well. And some of them went off and began teaching parts of what I did, you know, not my whole program, but definitely taking pieces of what I trained for them and teaching their own workshops, and I didn't make any money off of that at all. Now, in network marketing, if anyone on my team says, hey, Laura, I am so ready to start leading my own team, and I'm going to break off, and I want to build this huge team, I would say, fabulous, wonderful. What can I do to support you? Because you know what? I'm still going to make money off of that. It's still cooperative. They aren't my competition. And that, I think, is genius. Now, the other thing I was going to talk about is being your own boss. So two ways we can build extraordinary wealth, be your own boss and leverage. We've talked about leverage. Being your own boss, a lot of people say, hey, that's a great idea, and I agree. I've been my own boss pretty much my whole career, my whole professional adult career. But it's not always what it's cracked up to be. Okay, I don't know what plans you have in your mind for being your own boss, but that's the only way you can really control your income, you know, pay yourself what it is that you want to be paid. But, of course, you have other things to consider as well. I'll share with you my story. I started a brick-and-mortar business 16 years ago. I opened a yoga studio with my husband. You know what our overhead was? Actually, what our startup cost. Let's start there. Our startup cost, start to finish, I added them up, $120,000. It cost us $50,000 to open the doors. We didn't get paid for a year. Our overhead was $12,000 a month. So starting your own business isn't for everybody. That's an enormous amount of risk. We ended up just closing our doors after 7 years. We didn't sell it. We got no equity out of it at all. We lost an enormous amount of money in that project. What if, though, there was a business, and there is, network marketing, that had low startup costs, low overhead, low to no risk? I actually considered Young Living startup as no risk whatsoever, and I'll explain that in a moment. What if you could profit your first month? I did. And seriously, what entrepreneur can say that? I mean, we didn't pay ourselves, and what we paid ourselves was subsistence living for a year, and even then it wasn't every month. It was sporadic. And in this business, you can make extraordinary wealth in a relatively short period of time. And it's cooperative, as we were just talking about. The only way you can succeed is by supporting the people under you to succeed. Oh, and let's just add in the other little benefit to all of this, you can make your own hours. You can put as much time into it as you want. You can take a month off if you need to be doing other things. There's not a lot of stress behind it. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? And let me just add two final things before I switch us over to talking specifically about Young Living. With network marketing, there is no limit to how much you can make. And I'm really excited to explore those upper limits. And I will be there in the next few years. I guarantee it. I know I will be. But you can just keep making more and more and more and more. And Young Living is thrilled. It's not like a corporation where the CEO makes more and more and more and the stockholders get upset. Young Living wines and dines the people who are making huge commissions because they're selling so much products to them. And you can't be fired. You can never be laid off from this business. And I will tell you, Young Living has been around for 20 years. It will be around for 50 more. Okay. So, do you have any questions about that? And I know it'll take you a moment to unmute yourself. *6, remember, unmutes you, for those of you who joined the call late and didn't hear the directions. If you have any question about network marketing, you can feel free to do that. Let me also add, too, that people often ask me, is it a pyramid scheme? And my initial response to that is, what do you mean by pyramid scheme? Because people mean, it means a lot of different things. Often they're referring to the scam that came out in the 80s where people would buy into companies, but you didn't get anything. You would just give them $100 or something, and then the next person who signed in gave you, you got a percentage of whatever it is they paid in. There was no product involved. That is illegal, and they all collapsed. Young Living's network marketing itself is not illegal and because there's product involved. And it really is just about people, companies paying you to share their product. A pyramid scheme, often people talk about you know, the person at the top makes the most money and everyone else at the bottom makes less, and they're making money off of them in some horrible manipulative way. And I always giggle because that's how every corporation is set up, right? The person at the top makes the most money. Sometimes though, people talk about pyramids as, you know, just the structure. You are at the top and you've got all of these people underneath you, and it builds. In which case I say, yes, it is a pyramid scheme if that's the way you see it. That's the way it's built. That's the way I see it, is I'm at the top of my pyramid, of my organization. And now, of course, I'm at the bottom of other people. But it also doesn't mean that I make the most. The person at the top doesn't necessarily make the most. And I know that's kind of hard to wrap your head around, and we can talk about it if you have a question around that. But there is a chance that I could begin making more money than the person above me. It just depends on how many legs I have, how many business builders I have underneath me who are making money, realizing that I am just one of her legs, that person above me. So she may have only 2 legs that are making a lot, and I could have 18 legs that are making a lot of money. Okay. Assuming there are no questions, I'm going to continue. And now we're going to talk about Young Living specifically. And again, Young Living is a network marketing company. It has been around for 20 years. It is led by a man named Gary Young, who is the pioneer in essential oils. He is the guy who really began realizing how powerful essential oils are. He is a physician. He is a practicing physician to this day. He's a surgeon, I believe. And he actually contracted something. And honestly, I can't remember what it was. Forgive me. But he wasn't expected ever to walk again. And he began investigating other ways of healing himself and discovered essential oils and began using them therapeutically for his own healing. And he has since, his passion is traveling the world. He speaks to indigenous people, indigenous medicine men or people, and basically says, hey, what do you use this plant for? And then they'll say something like, well, we use it for evil spirits. And he says, I have to step back and say, okay, so what do they consider evil spirits? And in this one example, it was cancer. He said, all right, so let me look at this plant and figure out what in this plant is helping people protect people against cancer. And he has done an enormous amount of research. He is in his 70s. He is still trekking through the jungles of Ecuador, finding new plants. He just found a new one last year, bringing them back, distilling them, investigating them, finding out what it is that's in them that makes them so powerful. And then creates products out of them. He has written many, many different recipes for blends that are Young Living proprietary blends, and he uses them for himself. I heard him speak a few weeks ago. He's in his 70s, as I mentioned. He's standing up there. He spoke for 6 hours without losing any energy. And people say, how do you get this energy? And he says, I use the oils. And it was such a funny comment because it was definitely a duh kind of thing. But he shared with us that every bone in his body except one has been broken between 1 and 3 times, and he has 11 crushed discs in his spine. And for all intents and purposes, doctors look at him and say, you shouldn't be able to walk. And he said, I'm standing up here in front of you pain-free, and it's because of the oils. And I'm not here to sell you on the oils itself. Anytime you want to talk about oils, I will tell you about the miracles I've seen in my own family. They are powerful. But again, you do want to find a product. If you're joining a network marketing company, you want to find a product you're passionate about. I am so passionate about Young Living. People hear me talk about it. I'm not selling them. They just want it. They want what I have. They want to feel as good as I feel as a result of something that is so easy, something that is non-toxic. You can use as much as you want. It's a beautiful thing. Okay, so let's talk about starting a Young Living business. One of the first questions I receive is, show me how this business works. And I pretty much covered this topic as I chatted about network marketing. You simply share the product with people. You're passionate about it. You share about it. And then you help them get set up with a wholesale account. So a wholesale account, they can buy them retail, and whenever they buy them retail, you make a percentage of that. You actually make 24% off of every purchase that they make retail. Now, 90% of my customers are wholesale clients. So I do have a few retail, and they occasionally make a purchase, and that's great. They buy right off of the website. One of the benefits, again, of Young Living, some network marketing companies expect you to carry stock. So you have a garage full of whatever the product is. You don't have to do that with Young Living. And or they order through you, and you have to figure out a way to get it to them, and you have to ship it to your customer. In Young Living, they order right online. It's shipped directly to them. It's just like Amazon. Very easy to do. So when they want the product, I say, well, I tell you what, you can get it wholesale just like I do. You can pay the same amount that I do. Let me show you how. And you get them set up with an account online. And that's it. My next question I often get is, how much can I get paid? And I tell you what I did is I found some of the average commissions that people make at certain levels in the company. Now, we have what are called leadership levels in the company, and that's based on your monthly sales, how much you and your team bring in to the company, how much you've sold. So if you share it with just a friend and they buy one of the kits, you will earn $50. And that is a great way just to at least get your monthly oil shipment paid for. And you can spend $50 a month, and they can order a kit, and you'll make the $50. The next level up is Senior Star. And Senior Stars have a monthly sale of $2,000. And they make between $100 and $200 a month. The next level up is executive, and this is when you're getting into the leadership level, because with an executive, you need to have two people under you with sales of 1,000 each. So this is where you're beginning to develop the people under you. The only way you can get to executive is by having those people under you making a little bit more money. And executives make between $500 and $1,500 a month. And this is where Alex should tell you, I'm at the executive level right now, and I made a little bit more than that this month. And this is where you start talking more significant money, right? This could be a mortgage payment, a car payment to be sure, if not a mortgage payment. Starting to get kind of interesting. The next level is silver, and silver peeps make between $1,000 and $6,000 a month. And it depends on just how many people you have under you and how much they're making. So it is hard to tell you exactly what you're going to make. But if we work together, I can tell you how to maximize your income. And then the next level is gold. And this is where it starts to get even more interesting, because this is where it can replace your income for your job. And that's between $5,000 and $18,000 a month at the gold level. And this is where you can consider leaving your corporate job, whatever job they might be in that might not be serving you. Okay, any questions on that? And again, you can press *6 if you have any questions. I'll give you a moment. I know it takes a second to get that *6 punched in. Okay, then the next question I often get is, what do I have to do? So what you have to do is share the product. And you need to tell people about it. It can't be a secret. It's funny how we can often get a little weird when we get to make money off someone else's decision. How easy is it for you to share about a great restaurant or a fabulous book you just read or a new singer or band you just found that you just love and it's so inspirational, or a great yoga teacher you ran into and you loved her classes? You share that easily and effortlessly. And I see it all the time with my leaders. They get sheepish when all of a sudden they're making money off of someone else's sale. Let go of that. Don't even think about it. Just say, I love these oils. I got to tell you about them. Because you know what? It really isn't fair of you to keep it a secret. If you've had some miracles happen, and almost everybody that I've worked with has had a miracle or two, meaning it's solved a problem they've had for a really long time, or they've been able to get off medication that they've been on for a long time, something beautiful has happened as a result, it's not fair of you to keep this to yourself. Keep in mind that what Young Living is doing is sending you a thank you check. thank you for sharing this. We really appreciate that. You're not making money off of someone. You're sharing something you believe in, and the company is thanking you for that. Now, how do you share? There's a variety of ways, and that's something that I figure out with you one-on-one. We'll chat and say, what would feel most comfortable? A lot of people on our team do gatherings, do home gatherings. They bring people into your home, your friends, and or you do it at other people's houses, and you talk about the oils. I just had my last gathering, I decided, last Sunday. I did 6 months of those, and I actually built up a pretty big team that way. But I don't want to do that anymore. I like to do one-on-one, so I like to chat with people one-on-one, so a lot of people do that. And my team is beginning to do a couple of different things. We're doing together, we're doing gatherings as a big group so we can maximize our time and our efforts. So we're doing them live here in the Twin Cities once a month. We call them GBOGs, Great Big Oil Gatherings. And we're doing them online on Facebook, and we're planning to do them regularly. And that is something you can tap into if you're on my team. I think doing them online is brilliant nowadays, sharing with people in that way, because that's where we all are. So we want to find a way that you feel comfortable sharing the oils with others so that it feels in integrity with you. Excuse me. Now, how do you get paid? Let's talk commission. And there is more to this. What I'm going to share with you is the simplest level of this, really all that you need to know to get started. Just know that on top of this, there are bonuses. So you actually, what I'm telling you is the bare minimum, but you will earn more than that. First of all, there is the $50 that you earn every time you sell a premium kit. And the premium kit is usually the entry for most people into the wholesale level, so they can become wholesale members. And when you're a wholesale member, you get oils at 24% off. So that is a really great way for people to begin. It includes, while there are lots of starter kits, there's many different starter kits. The one I recommend and the one that earns you the $50 is the premium kit. It's the one that you'll want to get if you want to begin as a distributor. It includes the Everyday Oil Kit, which is a great place for people to start. It's like the best home remedy kit ever. Most things that you can think of that you might want the oils for, there's an oil for it in the kit. So it's a great place to start. It also includes a diffuser. Now, the value of the kit is around $280. It's actually $282, but you get it for $150. So it's a great entry place. Your friends and family and you will get it for $150, and whenever you sell one, you make $50. Now, for the first 3 months, anyone is your customer, anything that they buy, you'll make 25%. And the reason they do that is because in the beginning is the best time to keep people excited. They're excited about the oils. They've just gotten the kit. They can't wait to get started. They want to learn more. They're sponges. And if you help them learn more, you educate them, and our team has an enormous array of ways that you can educate your people without a lot of work on your part. For example, a library of podcasts. We have about 15 or 20 different educational podcasts that you can send out to your people to listen to learn more about the oils and educate them. If you get them started in this first 3 month window, it's really powerful. Everybody I signed on, almost everybody I signed on in the fall, of them, almost nobody is signed up for the monthly auto ship. Everybody I've signed on since February is signed on. And it's only because I've learned the power of educating people at the beginning. So you make 25% in those first 3 months. After that, you make 8% in perpetuity. So forever, whenever they make a purchase, you make 8% off of what they purchase. Now, here's where it gets exciting. So say you sign on Karen. Karen decides she wants to become a distributor. And so she signs on Becky. Now, Becky is your second level. On the second level, okay, anything Becky buys for the first 3 months, you make 10%. That's the fast start bonus. Those first 3 months are crucial. After that, you make 5% in perpetuity. Now, if Becky finds anyone on, it's your third level, you make 4%. At your fifth level, you make 4%. At your fourth level. I hope you follow that. So your first level, you make 8%. Second level, you make 5%. Third level, you make 4%. Fourth level, you make 4%. And then it goes on and on as you raise in rank, which is one of the benefits of raising in rank. You'll make more money. Okay, any questions on that? Star 6 to unmute yourself. Okay. Finally, let's talk about what you need to do to begin. The first thing you need to do is buy your starter kit. And especially if you haven't been using essential oils, you want to get that starter kit and start playing with it. So the starter kit, again, includes 10 everyday oils. It includes your diffuser, which is a coolness diffuser. And it also actually includes a distributor kit, which has Stress Away in it, some other little samples of the oils. It also has some samples of Ningxia Red, which is the number one bestseller for Young Living. It's their highly antioxidant berry drink. It's delicious. So you're going to buy that, and that gets you started. Now, as soon as you buy it, you are a distributor. So you can begin sharing the oils and signing people on. I mean, the moment you buy it, you get your distributor number the second you buy it. I had someone who bought it on Thursday and signed up for first person on Friday. It was incredible. It was so fast. That is possible. Now, your commitment as you go forward is a $100 purchase a month. So you buy $100 of product each month. Now, let me just allay some of the concerns here. First of all, that's your only overhead you ever have to have in your Young Living business, ever, ever, ever. Now, for those of you in business, you know that's huge. You have no rent. You've got no advertising unless you want to do it, but you don't have to. You don't have a $12,000 overhead. There's no brick and mortar that you need to take care of. $100 is it. Another one of the benefits is that $100 is product for your use. So you get to play with some new things, investigate, and also keep yourself supported in whatever it is that you need for your own health and wellness. You can play with supplements. Young Living has hundreds of products you can start playing with. And then because it's required, your product purchase is now a tax deduction. And I love that my essential oil addiction is now a tax deduction. It's one of the best parts about this. So that's your commitment. Every time you spend $100, every month that you spend $100 in the Essential Rewards program, which is just their frequent buyer program, the monthly auto ship program, you earn commission. Now, there's nothing else that makes you a distributor, meaning you don't have to sign any papers, you don't make any commitments, you don't have to do it every month. You can even take a month off of your ER order. You can take 1 month off every 12 months without any issues, and we can talk if you need to take more off than that. You just don't earn commissions. That's all. It's very easy and low stress. Like I said, I skipped December. I still made my $100 purchase, and I made $83. You know, so when I look at December, I kind of giggle because, you know, I spent $17 that month on all my oils. And that's the way I see it. And then the other thing is we start talking. I want to help you get to your first $300 with Young Living in your first month. You know, how can I help you do that and put a strategy together so you can start earning money right away? So that covers everything I had in here, how to get started, most common questions people ask, and also share my passion about network marketing. Again, I think we all need residual income in today's economy. I just think it's a powerful thing to have, but you want to find a company you feel good about, one that you're excited about sharing, one that's easy to share about. If you're passionate about the product, it'll be easy for you to build, to be sure. Okay, I believe that's all I have to cover. Let me just say, send you back now. If you're interested in signing up with Young Living, we'd love to have you. I'm going to send you back to the person who sent you to this podcast or this call, if it wasn't me, and ask them to help you get signed up. If it was me, contact me through my website, lauraerdmanlunce.com, and I will be happy to get you signed up and get you set and get you started building your business in a really strong way. Okay, I'm done now. So if there are any questions, you can star 6 and ask. I'll give you a moment to do that. All right. Well, you can contact me as well anytime if you have any questions about how you can move forward. I really enjoyed sharing this with all of you. Thank you so much for coming. And I look forward to possibly working with you in the near future. Take care. Bye-bye.